I'll read you just a little bit of scripture, but I'm going to have to read a little more than this. In Malachi chapter 3. Lord, I'm going to try my best not to be up here for 10 minutes. Okay? Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8, and you're going to say, I can't believe you're preaching that. Now, it ain't got a thing to do with the baby dedication. This is what I got on my heart. Because Bill's going to dedicate the baby. Verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed, O Lord, with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that it may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. T.J.S. got a blessed reading of this word. I want you to come over here and turn the offering plates upside down. That way it'll make all y'all more comfortable knowing we're not going to receive offering. I want to read you just a little out of the 150th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the ferment of His power. Praise Him with His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. I've got a psaltery at my house. How many has ever seen a psaltery? Not many. Praise Him with the trembling dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and the organ. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him on the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, if you look at this scripture, and I've got to establish my point. If you look at this scripture, and I want to talk to you for just a few minutes on, let's receive offering. Let's receive offering. If you look at this, it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now, it didn't say, if you can't help it, praise the Lord. It didn't say if, how many deacons is here? Raise your hand. One, two, three, four deacons. Okay, how many of y'all has got jumper cables in your car? One, two. All deacons are supposed to carry jumper cables. Didn't you know that? You could get in trouble if you lost off you, because deacons is supposed to carry jumper cables. It's a sad thing, but most churches that we go to, they've got to be jumped off. I mean, if it ain't nobody else, praise the Lord, they ain't going to by themselves. So we ought to be, if it has to be that way, then I want to be the one that jumps them off. If it's got to be that way, you know, I want to jump them off. There's a lot of folk will shout and praise the Lord and kick their foot up in the air if God is blessing and everybody's shouting. But if everybody ain't shouting, then they ain't going to either. They say, what's that matter if it's a dead bunch? And they ain't shouted a lick. You know, Don't complain about everybody else if you ain't doing it. You know. He said, let everything that hath breath praise you the Lord. This is one of my favorite scriptures. He said, let everything. Who do you think ought to praise the Lord more than anybody else in church? Somebody answered me. Trish pointed herself, and I heard somebody say me. Lost people. Lost people ought to be squalling every time they come in the door because the Lord ain't come back and the door's not shut of grace on them. They're still alive and they still have a chance to get saved before it's too late. They got more shout about than we do. But I love that scripture. It said, let everything that hath breath. I guess y'all know that story about where somebody died in the 11 o'clock service, and they called for the rescue squad and took them 50 minutes to find out which one of them was dead. Well, it ain't supposed to be that way. You know, but now that's the way most churches is. Most churches today, if the devil comes by, he won't even stop when he went by. He'll say, there ain't no use to me going up there. There ain't nothing going on up there. I know them. They're Baptist. Woo! A shout now. Lord, everything that happens, if you're still breathing, you qualify to praise God. You qualify. And more to get on with what's going on. We're robbing God. That's what we're doing. We're robbing God. And I'm not back over there yet preaching on it. But we're robbing God. You say, what are we robbing Him for? I tithe all the time. Yeah, but your offering's above your tithe. And then there's a free will offering above that. And we're robbing God of the opportunity of showing His power to the world of lost folk how that comes by because we're sitting on the stool and do nothing. Yeah, right. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, that's good preaching if I said so. Help me, Tommy. Help me. If you're breathing, you qualify. This is the quietest world that you're ever going to be in. One time, one of my sisters told me, she said, "Phew, that bothers me." I said, "It does, yeah." She said, "It just unnerves me, it tires me up." I said, "Well, you better lay in a store of nerve pills. I was wondering, if you're going to heaven, there's going to be some shouting going on up there. And it's going to be going on for eternity. I said, you better lay in some nerve pills. You'll never be able to take it." But now I believe this. I believe if you sit down here and you won't raise your hands like that right there, you know what that is? That's an offering. You are a wave offering. You're waving at the Lord. And you won't shout. You won't say amen. You won't testify. I believe when you get to glory, that somewhere in the corner, there's a corner that's made for you, and you'll be sitting in a chair, and you probably will be gagged. You won't be able to shout then. People say, you know that song? I used to hate that song. Something about the glory rolling. But he was talking about, boy, they were going to shout when they got to heaven. Hey, if you can't shout down here, I don't believe you'll shout. If the Bible says in the scriptures, what's bound down here will be bound up there. We're supposed to be practicing. Ain't that right? We're supposed to be practicing for what's to come. Glory to God. We ought to get on with it. We're robbing God of His opportunity. Let me get back over here, but let me tell you something else. I can't help but say a little about tithing, but we're not going to take up no money. The tithing, the 10% belongs to God. How many of y'all locked your doors when you come out here tonight? Your car doors. Well, he did. I'd be afraid to come up here and not lock the door. People that are still off of God, you know they're still off of you. You better not have nothing in your car or your truck. Hell, I would get it. Amen? Something for you to think about. We rob God of the opportunity when we don't give our money. We rob God of the opportunity to bless the church so that they can reach the lost. We rob them of the opportunity to bless missionaries so they can go places where they can't work overseas. We rob him of it. And then we rob him of being able to show his power to the lost. That's something to think about, ain't it? Yeah, I'm going to lie. I didn't mean to. I meant to hurry. Don't rob. We robbed God. He said, you robbed me of your tithes and your offerings. And you know there's a whole lot of offerings that they gave that he didn't accept. They took their sin offering and their peace offering and all them things. You know, they did take what you're supposed to take, you know, whatever it was at the time. And he refused to take it. Because they wasn't aiming to live by God's law. They wasn't either going to try to. It was most of them was Catholics, I guess. They thought they could go to Mass once a week and live any way they want to. And that's a lie to hell. You go to hell that way. I'm not saying that we're living in sinless perfection. I'm not preaching that. Because you're going to mess up. Just as sure as the world, but you're supposed to try to be Christ. Like. You're supposed to try every day. To be Christ like. He said, try me. And see if I won't open the windows of heaven. And pour you out a blessing that you can't even receive. Have you ever had more than you can receive? Think about this. Think about this. Most of the time you go home and eat roast preacher for dinner. Hey, TJ's want to buy me, I'll jump on him. You know, that's what we do. Well, I'm wealthy. It's not like that. Man, you ought to be in his shoes. You ought to be in his shoes one time. That's hard. That's hard. You've got your burdens. He's got everybody's. You got your responsibility. He's got everybody's. He's responsible for all of you. Something for us to think about. I wonder how much complaining I've done, Bill, over the years, probably way too much, has caused the preachers to suffer. Lose sleep. Because everything wasn't just like it ought to be. Something for us to think about. He said, I'll rebuke. How many of y'all ever felt like the devourer has ever come to your house? Everything in this world has went wrong. Has that ever happened to you? I know I wasn't the only one. I'm talking about everything. The devil tried his levelest best to get me not to come today. I got hurt this morning. Everybody that knows me, I reckon, called me today. And me trying to get ready to come. I finally just give up and put my clothes on and come. See, sometimes just everything goes wrong. He said, I'll tell you what he'll do. Bill is talking about them preachers that their wife had left and it's about to destroy them. He'll do that to every one of you if he can. He'll do it in every household. It don't just have to be the preacher. He'll do it to everybody in church. He'll get you to nobody ain't got no confidence in you. It'd be hard for you to do much for God if nobody got no confidence in you. Right? Right? Little Sally Ann, she's a sweet little thing. I'm going to give y'all a warning, boys. Means I'll just throw this in for a good measure. If you say, I'm giving my baby to the Lord, that's good. But there's a host of people that's here tonight, deacons and preachers and angels. You said, what do you mean? Bible says angels came around the saints of God. They're here. And they're all witnesses of what you say and what you promise you'll do. They're witnesses to that. You go on down the road a little ways and God say, hey, how about doing this right here for me? And you say, oh, I can't do that. Next thing you know, you're like me. Everything's fell all to pieces and you need the Lord. And he said, I don't hear you. I can't hear you. That works. See, that works two ways. It works two ways. Now, when you promise the Lord, you want to bring them up to the Lord. You better mean what you say. You better mean what you say, or we're going to have to give an account for it someday. We're going to give account. Now, whenever I got saved, I think the name of it was Faith Holiness Church in Galax. And when I got saved, well, I was aiming to go out. I wasn't aiming to go to the altar. Somebody just slung that on me, I know. Because that preacher told everything I ever done tonight in front of everybody. And I thought, well, I'll just leave. Well, when I got up and I turned back to the back door, the Lord said, who you going to run to now? So I just turned around with the altar. And when I got up from that altar, it actually felt like that 3,000 pounds come off of my shoulder. Boy, I had a feeling that day I ain't never had before. And I felt so good about that. You know, it was just that weight it was off of me. And whatever the Lord wanted me to do, I said, Lord, I'll do it. I wish I hadn't said that. Oh, I'm telling you one thing. If you run your mouth, be ready to back up because he'll call on you. And I got to thinking, what could I do to repay him for saving my soul? If I started right now praising the Lord and giving him glory, and I'd done it every second till we left this world, I couldn't get him paid off. I wouldn't be enough. See, I don't have enough money to pay for it. I couldn't have worked it out. There's no way you can do it by words. The only thing that you can do is receive an offering. An offering of praise. That's the only way you can give God anything, is to give him praise. We'll take up offering right there, you know. We'll take up offering. The only way you can pay him is to give him praise. Well, I don't like to be where he won't praise the Lord at. Oh, I don't know. Some of y'all probably wasn't as mean as me and Bill was. I know how mean he was. Some of y'all probably wasn't mean as us, but you was mean enough to go to hell. And the only thing we can do for him is give him praise. And that's where he dwells and where his power is. And if my lost one was coming one time, and I had a one-time shot at getting them saved, I'd want it to be the most spiritual meeting that I've ever been in my life. I'd want it to be where they come in the back doors and go to fall down on their knees at the back door. Do you ever think of church like that? If you don't, you're robbing God. You're robbing God. Once in a while, we need to receive offering, and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about praise. Giving him honor and glory and praise. And I had another scripture. I don't know if I can find it or not. See, it wasn't private. They said, well, it ain't no private for us to serve the Lord. It is. We just think, yeah, it is. They said, but the thing was, they wasn't living right. They wanted the benefits, but they didn't want to live right. That just don't work. I don't care what nobody says. That just don't work. It won't work out for your good and your benefit. Now, I wanted to read just a little bit more if I could find it. I've done been up here twice longer. I said I would. That's all I ever seen. I ain't got no control of myself. I wanted to read. I don't know exactly where it's at. Here it is. Maybe I And I've not got it marked. Ain't that pitiful? If you serve the Lord, you know, in the Old Testament, back in Jesus' day, you couldn't go in front of a king with a request without bringing a present. You know that? You had to bring a present when you went up in front of a king. How come we think we need to leave? If you say, you know them people, you know them. Or they might not be down here, but you know what I'm talking about. It holds that corner this far, and they'll lean over this far as you can, and then say, may God go with you till we meet again. Now let's pick up offer. Woo! That's a whole lot of us. Woe unto them that are ease in Zion. Now get this right here. And the man of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Okay. They didn't trust in God, but trusted in that mountain. My Lord, isn't that beautiful? They trusted in that mountain. And they were at ease. I don't know how many of y'all know this, but some of the presidents, some of the officials in Washington, some information got leaked out. You know all that military stuff they left over in Afghanistan? The guy that's over the Taliban now, they say, is worse than any's ever been that they've had. They've all, you know, they took over Afghanistan after we left and left them the stuff to fight with. And they are already took a stab, New Mexico and Arizona, part of Arizona, the fire went down, stayed down several days. Well, in according to what they said, it takes like five different places at the same time, and they could shut the power of all of the United States. It might take months, the Pentagon said, to get it back on. They said, when do you think that could happen? He said, next week. He said, next week. Well, I've always wondered, where the United States was at during the last part of the tribulation? How could we backed Israel so good, you know, loved Israel all these years, which isn't known but much, but most of the time. It shows Russia, you know, it shows Israel, it shows all the countries around it coming in, but no, I don't see us. Okay, if they hit the power grid and turn the power out all over the United States, we're not able to get anything on radar then. The nuclear bomb, St. Louis, Missouri, California, New York City, we may be insignificant at the time to not be powerful enough to do anything. And they said, when can that happen? Next week. Next week. Now, I actually believe that's the rapture of the church. If it happens. But I won't argue that point with you. But what I'm saying is, if we're going to praise the Lord, don't. Oh, a man told me one time, he said, when I retire, oh, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get me the Bible, I'm going to study the Bible, and I'm going to learn the things in it. I said, what if you don't get old enough to retire? Man. It said, woe unto them that are ease and sign. They trusted in that mountain. How many of y'all is ease? Just said ease. How many times have you been to church and people come in and just like it's sitting in an easy chair? When's the last time you come and when the people come in the door, they run to the altar, this place they go. Service wasn't even beginning. How at ease are we? And how much are we going to have to account for the people that's lost because we were at ease? I've had people come to me and say, or call me on the telephone and say, "Will you go down with Mr. Sam and see so and so?" I didn't even know him. He said, "It was my first cousin. He died." I said, "Have you ever been down there? Have you been down there and talked to him?" "No." And didn't want to go with me either. Just how at ease. How at ease are we? I hope we're not at ease enough to get left. Huh? I hope it. That's a good place to give offering. We'll receive offering. Offering of praise. You can't never praise Him too much. You can't never thank Him too much. You can't never give Him too much honor and too much glory. We can't never do that. And that's our job. Everybody can't preach. I can't preach no more myself. Everybody can't preach or teach or sing. But now everybody can dial somebody on the telephone. How about come to church? Or go to somebody's house? Or witness to somebody at the grocery store? Everybody's got a job. We're all evangelists. We all are. I can't remember one time. I know it was a revival, but I don't know who was preaching, Bill, when I was here. And Butch lost his composure. You remember that? He might have been the one that first started that walking around the church with your hands up, you know. I don't know. I never seen anybody do it before then. This has been a long time ago, too. And, he lost it. He didn't have control over himself. He'd done made about three rounds, and he got back over there about the end of the pew, that's where Melody is, and he said, "Y'all, let's go on with the service. Don't pay attention to me. I can't sit down, and I can't shut up." And just kept going. When's the last time that ever happened? Don't have every service. If the presence of the Lord is among us, we ought to let somebody... I've had this saying a long time. When's the last time that God got on you enough for somebody else to know about it? Hello? We'll take off in our turn, buddy. We'll take off. Our offering of praise. He's a wonderful God. He loves you enough to give. And think about this. God give the very best that heaven had. The very best. Are you giving your best? You give your best. Think about this right here. I know I don't have any people that spent, they max out two credit cards, $5,000 credit cards every year at Christmas. Buying Christmas presents. When last time you bought Jesus a Christmas present? It's His birthday. Hello? Are we at ease or what? I'm done, Bill. It's yours now. I'm done. Borders leave offering.